Earth and Sky.
We are not running out of oil yet. The oil which we will produce in the future will be harder to recover, will therefore have a higher cost, and also will need the environmental solution at the same time. But we should, of course, also realize that the oil supply is still a finite resource, and therefore people should really also focus their attention to sustainable energy and other energy resources.
You're listening to Dr. Willem Scholte, Chief Scientist for Reservoir Engineering for Shell. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. People around the world are demanding more and more energy. At the moment, most of our energy comes from fossil fuels. Dr. Scholte leads science efforts to reach hard-to-get-to sources of fossil fuels. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the future of oil.
Dr. Scholte, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about world energy. World energy demand is predicted to double by 2050. Some have spoken of peak oil, that by 2013 or so, oil production might peak and begin to decline. Please give us your comments on that. Is the world running out of oil?
My answer to that is no. The world is not running out of oil at the moment. Oil is a finite resource, so in many, many years to come, we will need another energy resource, but for the medium term, we have enough hydrocarbons to supply to the world. In the past, we have produced 1 trillion barrels of liquid oil. There is still about 2 trillion barrels, so twice as much to be gained from those same reservoirs. We probably can add a 3 to 4 trillion of oil from unconventional, more complicated methodologies to recover oil, which we considered unrecoverable so far. And we also should not forget about the supply of hydrocarbon gas, which is probably another 3 to 4 trillion. If you add that up, you probably come to 10 to 13 trillion, which is quite a big number, so that's good news. However, those later trillions of barrels will be harder to get to.
Right, so I mean, it sounds like the world has many, many more years of oil. And you've also mentioned natural gas as well.
Gas is a very important energy source. It is a key thing to run power plants on. It can be used to heat our houses. If you would consider the world 30 years ago, then gas, it was not considered that often as one of the sources for energy because it was hard to bring that gas to consumers. In many of the gas fields in the world, they are far away from the market. And it is difficult to transport that gas via pipelines, which would have been thousands of kilometers long. However, technology has moved on significantly. We have built a bigger network of gas lines, and therefore more gas fields can be linked into that network. And we also have worked hard, and we are seeing an enormous expansion in the LNG, the liquefied natural gas technology, to move gas from a gas field to the consumer. So LNG makes gas transportable.
Now, earlier you were talking about how it sounds like there are huge reserves of oil, but they're going to be harder to get to. Tell us more about how to reach some of this oil that we couldn't reach before.
Yeah, if you look at the situation 30 years ago, oil recovery on an average oil field, we could get about 25% out of that oil field for various technical reasons. In the last 30 years, we already moved on by better technology, making that number rise to 35%. And technologies I'm thinking about here are better well drilling and better tools to measure where oil is and how much oil comes out of which part of a reservoir. If you look, for example, on the Canadian side of oil, there are a lot of heavy oil, bitumen-like oil fields in Canada. They can only be recovered by applying heat. For a long time, that recovery process was uneconomic. You need so much heat to have that oil move. And at the moment, we have improved technologies to do that better, slightly cheaper.
And I guess here in the United States, there is talk of oil reserves that really haven't been considered before as far as these oil shales.
Yeah, the oil shales is an area which where Shell has been quite active researching for the last 20 years. The problem with oil shales is that the oil is in its original kerogen shape, which means it does not flow. And drilling a well is not a way to get it out yet. So the way we're exploring it at the moment is by heating those oil shales, transforming the kerogen into a gas phase and a gassy type of oil, and produce that through wells to the surface. But it is a very promising area with respect to how much oil there is. If you look at the Colorado area, there some regions have as much oil or as much kerogen hydrocarbons in place as the whole of Saudi Arabia.
Can you tell us more about what the future looks like as far as being able to get at oil that's in reserves? What does the future look like?
So in some of our developments, the stumbling block so far has been to do it responsibly and therefore reduce the environmental footprint such that, for example, there is no CO2 emitted to the environment. That means that it is intimately connected to the discussion and our capabilities of doing carbon capture and storage. And we're moving fast into a direction of making that doable. We have quite some projects around the world to test carbon capture and storage. And we're looking at locations where there is a higher density of CO2 being produced, like refineries for a large part. And we try to re-inject the CO2 in saline aquifers and store it that way. However, that's a new technology and there is not an extremely amount of experience. There is a concern by the public and therefore we have to be good at measuring and controlling the activities and guaranteeing that the capturing of CO2 in the subsurface is a permanent solution.
You've been listening to reservoir engineer Willem Schulte. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.